After artists in Charlotte spent the day covering part of an uptown street with the words Black Lives Matter, the public came out Tuesday night to view the final piece. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was there and has this story.
Families, bikes, and drone flyers packed a block of Tryon Street, all trying to take in local art with a national significance. Summer Dice was checking out the piece alongside her dog. She came because she wanted to support the Black artists who helped create the mural.
There's clearly a lot of emotion tied to art, and there's a lot of emotion tied to activism, so I think those things coming together isn't a huge stretch for me.
Dice lives and works in Uptown and says she's been trying to hand out snacks to protesters to keep people fueled at night. There was less of a need for that Tuesday evening, although free water and sandwiches were on standby. People mingled, took pictures with the art, and slowed down a bit. Jordan Woods, a Charlotte native, felt obligated to bear witness to the mural. His friend Garrison Gist was responsible for the letter K and the word Black.
Art transcends communication to a degree. You can have art without any type of symbolism, and sometimes art is what you make it.
And each letter is packed with meaning, from the outstretched black fists raised in solidarity that cover one of the letter A's to the questions asked in a thought bubble featured in the letter B. Do I not matter? Will I ever? Why won't you love me, America? Larry Kennedy came out to pay his respects to the artists who made the mural. He pointed out that both black and white artists worked together to make the piece come to life.
To come out and see this happen in Charlotte, Black Lives Matter movement, it's huge. And it was a lot of effort put in on a lot of people, a lot of different races. So it shows we can be united in this country. Unity exists in this country. Good people exist in this country.
While people were taking in the art, a voice on a bullhorn called for the crowd to stop what they were doing, gather together, and take a knee.
We'll take a knee, 8 minutes, 46 seconds. Today the king was laid to rest. He left behind 5 kids.
And so the crowd gathered, white, black, old, and young, with fists in the air to remember George Floyd. It was a different type of demonstration than in nights past. There was a sense of peace and reverence in the air, and activism and voice through the art on the ground. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.